It's Monday, June 25th, 2018. Thanks for tuning in to this special Hey, the 80s Called episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands you might have otherwise missed.
For the most part, that music had been orchestrated for urban tastes.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great way to open up this here episode of the show, Nation of Language. That's the name of the band. They're from right here in Brooklyn, New York. That song was called On Division Street, and it sounded like it was from the 1980s. That's right. This whole episode is going to be songs that sound like they're from the 1980s. You know, I feel like that's kind of every episode of my show, in a sense. Like, I tend to have a fondness for, like, wow, it's got some nice vintage throwback new wave sound to it. So I like it because I like all that crap. But this episode in particular, it's just going to be nothing but that. It's just going to be all songs that you're listening to. You're like, man, that really does sound like it's from the 80s. I've been saving these up for a while as they've been trickling out, thinking, man, I should just do a whole show around songs that just sound exactly like they're from the 80s. So that Nation of Language, On Division Street, that was the first one to start us off. Very good. Great song. And it does sound like just like it's from the 80s. The next band was actually one of the holdups. One of the reasons I didn't do the show until now is because I was holding out for this album, which just came out pretty recently. It's by a band from New Orleans called Video Age. And they get an album called Pop Therapy, and the whole thing is great. It sounds like it's from the 80s, but these two songs in particular really sound like they're from the 80s. So here we go. Without further ado, Video Age with the songs Lover Surreal and Hold On, I Was Wrong, both from their Pop Therapy record, right now on this special Hey, the 80s Called episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Fun. Reason. There's no need to be so cold. Oh,
All right, let's catch up. After Video Age back there, we heard Strange Names. That's the name of the band. They're from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We heard their songs Circles and People to Go, both from their album Data. And they've really just fully embraced this, like, we're totally pretending like we're from the 80s. You know, their album art looks like it's from the 80s. They're really going all in. So then we heard a band from Olympia, Washington. CCFX is the name of the band. We heard the song The One to Wait. Comes off their self-titled EP, CCFX EP. And if you hadn't noticed, that sounded like The Cure. Very specifically, not just the 80s in general, but The Cure in particular is what that song sounded like. Okay, up next, from the UK, a couple of tracks by a band called Telemann. That's right, they're from London. I played them on the show before. They've got a new album coming out later this year. I think maybe in September, I forget. But whatever, we're going to hear a track from it. But first, we're going to hear a track that was on sort of a weird compilation. You might have missed that, even if you like the band, because it wasn't, you know, a release by them. So first, Strange Combinations is the first thing we're going to hear. It's from an album called Speedy Wonderground Year 2. Then we're going to hear a track from their forthcoming new album called Submarine Life, which they have released as a single, and it's awesome. And also, kind of sounds like it's from the 80s. So here we go, without further ado, Telemann right now on The Sounds of My Head with Strange Combinations and Submarine Life.
Constant traffic, never end. Maybe you can feel my thoughts. Yum! Brands unveiled a product innovation this week that may change the way America eats, the fast food feed bag. Beginning today, diners will be able to strap on the wearable menu item at participating KFC, Long John Silver's, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut restaurants, making it easier than ever to eat on the go.
Something that we heard over and over again was, I really love your food. I just wish it wasn't so much work to have to eat it. So that's why we came up with the feed bag. It's hot, steamy food in your face right now.
The feed bag meals are created by grinding the restaurant's most popular menu items into a flavorful, textured food product.
I got the Chipotle Chicken Loco Cabeza bag.
Sometimes I don't feel like moving my arms. So this way you can just have it on your face, close to your mouth, so you don't have to pick anything up.
The innovative design of the feed bag meals does away with the hassles of chewing and stopping to breathe while eating.
For, you know, an additional 50 cents, they'll just throw the soda right in there. You don't need to keep sucking it through the straw.
Yum Brand says it envisions a future when feed bags will be the standard form of eating in America.
We're always looking for more efficient ways to get our food products into our customers' gaping maws. And it's fun. I mean, you can have breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, all simultaneously in one feed sack strapped to your face.
Beginning next month, restaurants will add a version of the feed bag meals for dine-in customers, the family-style feed trough, as well as a drive-through version in which so-called feed hoses will gush food directly into customers' open mouths as they drive past the restaurant in their cars.
Thank you.
All right, let's catch up one last time. What we just heard, two songs in a row by a band from Stuttgart, Germany. Leaven Goes Lightly is the name of the band. We heard two tracks off their neo-romantic album. We heard Bouquet and She's Dancing. Both great and sort of 80s sounding, but specifically kind of remind me of Joy Division. So that's why I wanted to put those on the show. And I've been waiting a long time to put those on. But I think it's pretty cool. This episode's pretty well balanced, right? We got some Brooklyn, New Orleans, Minneapolis, Olympia, London, Germany, and next up, Sweden. That's right, from Malmo, Sweden, Alice Bowman. I've played her on the show a few times, but she has this song, End of Time, which I like a lot. I think I actually might have played it on the show when it was new, but more recently there's been a remix of it, the PAL remix, and this makes it sound more 80s to me. Specifically, not just any 80s, and it's not like the other songs. It doesn't sound as 80s, but like towards the end, when it sort of has swelled up a bit, it kind of reminds me of something I don't remember that my sister used to listen to. Like, I don't know. I just remember hearing it through the walls of the bedrooms and be like, oh, she's listening to that crap again. But whatever it was, I like it now. I just didn't like it then. But maybe it was like Sinead O'Connor or something, you know, or like,
Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
I don't know. One of those like weepy ballad things. But anyway. This song isn't bad. This song, I'm not doing a good job of selling it, but I love End of Time, and this remix is great. So it's a good way to finish up this year episode of the show with Alice Bowman and End of Time, the PAL remix, right now on this special Hey the 80s Called episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Chariots of Fire by Evangelist, The Music Box Dancer by Frank Mills, and Flowers by Levin Goes Lightly. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. There you'll also find links where you can buy all the music I play, find it in Spotify. You can find playlists of the show in Spotify. Look for season 15 of The Sounds in My Head. You can listen to all the songs on this episode without having to listen to me talk pretty nice. There's also links to where you can follow me on social media. And of course, as always, you can email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I always love hearing from you. We'll talk to you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.